USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. At least two people are now dead as winter weather slams Texas. Mark Williams heads the Texas Department of Transportation. He says some roads in the Lone Star State may be iced over through Thursday.
Freezing precipitation in those areas as the traffic backs up. We're not able to get in and treat that, and it may take a while.
The airports in Dallas and Austin are also dealing with a huge number of flight delays and cancellations as the winter storm rolls through. Record warmth was recorded through the heart of winter in New York, where every single day of January broke a record high for temperatures. It's the first time that's happened since record-keeping on the subject began in the 1860s. U.S. lawmakers are pressing the Department of Justice for access to information on the classified documents found in both President Biden and former President Trump.
I hope the administration will come up with a better answer than no.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the DOJ, says it's working to provide the information without harming the ongoing special counsel investigation. We can now see and hear former President Trump plead the fifth for hours.
Trump said back in August,
anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool.
And he did so about 400 times over 4 hours of the deposition. He also explained that he had no choice, as his family and company
have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt.
The deposition is an exhibit in the state of New York's $250 million lawsuit over the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Rich Johnson.
The family of Tyree Nichols is calling for justice.
Our son and my family, protect my wife because she's very fragile right now.
Stepfather Rodney Wells among those who spoke Tuesday at the historic Mason Temple in Memphis. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
House Republicans think the nation should not be forced to wait until May to end the national emergencies over COVID-19. That's according to Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Well, Mr. President, if you know it's the right thing to do, don't wait until May. Let's open our country back up again. Get our economy back up again.
He says GOP lawmakers are moving to bring an end to pandemic national emergency orders with a possible vote on the matter this week. The Biden administration, meanwhile, announced plans to end the emergency on May 11th. More work on the nation's rail lines is coming, beginning in the Northeast.
The $300 million grant going to New York City for the Gateway Hudson Tunnel Project. President Biden made that announcement Tuesday while visiting the area and touting his infrastructure law.
It's the beginning of finally constructing a 21st century rail system that's long, long overdue in this country.
The money will be used for repairs to the existing tunnel and for construction of a new tunnel under the Hudson River between Manhattan and New Jersey. Those tunnels used by Amtrak and commuter trains. The president said 72,000 jobs will be created over the life of the project. I'm John Schaefer.
General Motors says hourly workers will receive record profit-sharing checks of up to nearly 13 grand. GM pays employees $1,000 for every $1 billion in North American pre-tax profits. The checks will go out February 24th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.